Penguin Random House Audio presents Raising a Screen Smart Kid: Embrace the Good and Avoid the Bad in the Digital Age. This is the author, Juliana Miner. This book is dedicated to my husband, Matt, without whom I would be lost, and to our children. This book exists for one reason, because I love you. Chapter 1. The Last Analog Dinosaurs Raising the First True Digital Generation. My story, age 13, 1986. I vividly remember being 13 years old and the new girl in eighth grade. It was 1986 in Princeton, New Jersey. I was an only child, and I had just transferred back to public school after several years as a student in a fancy private school. My mother had remarried the year before, and the additional income my new stepfather brought to the table put us somewhere between losing my need-based scholarship and being able to afford the full tuition. I spent most of my time alone. I didn't really belong with my more affluent peers, but seemed to have little in common with the kids in my neighborhood, many of whom I didn't even know. That meant a fresh start for eighth grade in a public school near my dad and stepmother's house. While that prospect was scary, I was ready for it. Switching schools was going to open doors and allow me to reinvent myself. I was awkward, and I wore the wrong clothes. I was, or had been, the scholarship kid, and everyone knew it. And if that wasn't enough, I was a blurter. I may have been an ADHD kid, but back then, teachers just told my mother that I was a daydreamer who couldn't seem to work to her potential. I was easily distracted and would allow myself to wander into dreamy wormholes during class or at the lunch table, achieving Walter Mitty-like trances where I would become almost completely unaware of myself.